And now it's time for some credit card crunching bargains.
What?
You know the guy who needs me? It's been on all day here in the credit card crunch.
The credit card crunch?
Yeah, loads of people text in every time it's on. I'll try and find the bit for you. It's really good.
Crunching your credit card might be a good idea because then it'll stop you buying it.
Yeah.
Right, today Hugh Stevens off Radio 1 reads out some real bargains that are available online right now.
I do like it when Hugh does them. He makes them more sinister somehow.
First one.
5 cats in dustbins with fur around the bottom. 49p.
Now, do you see what I mean?
It's all in the delivery. What's this?
Well, they look quite cute on the picture. I don't think they're actually real cats.
These cats have been used for display only. There are 5 cats in dustbins. A brown cat with orange fur, a black cat with black fur, a grey cat with white fur, a dark brown cat with red fur, and a brown cat with orange fur.
Now, I quite like this because I could get this instead of the ferret that I've kind of promised that I would get for a week on trial.
Are these dead cats?
No, I think they're just like little ornaments.
Right, okay, so
they're not actual
stuffed.
Cats stuffed coming out of a dustbin.
How? Why would a brown... Surely the colour of the cat is the colour of the fur. Why would a brown cat have red fur and
not,
a grey cat
they're
have
not
white?
Real. They're for ornamental purposes. But it's only 50p, so that works out at 10p per cat in dustbin. So you get a cat and a dustbin times 5 for 50p.
But it's not... I mean, if I said to my flatmate, right, the ferret's off, but you can have these cats in dustbins, would that suffice?
Well, he gets 5 instead of just 1,
exactly.
So more to play with.
Yeah. Okay, I'll consider that. Next.
Bagged sheep manure. £7.
Sheep manure. £7. Okay.
Each bag weighs 250 kilograms. New bags.
Oh, well, that's as long as the bag's in you, that's
250
fine.
Kilograms is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot
like
of dung.
3 of me, or 4 of me.
What, 3 of you, but in poo?
Yeah. All for £7. Oh, my God, that is such a bargain.
It's 3.
I'm not going to bother
Becky's
coming in tomorrow. I'm just going to bring a bag of poo and leave it on the chair and see if you notice if I'm here or not. Don't say anything.
No, we're not saying anything.
Insert your own joke.
None of us said anything.
I'll leave that if that's alright.
Yeah,
next. Offered loads of books.
Okay. What kind of books?
Job lot of books on offer. Good alternative to TV. Reading before bedtime can help you drift off more easily, they say.
So it's best Paul McKenna put this advert in.
Read a book. It's an alternative to TV.
Yeah, they don't say what books they are, but it's meant to be good. Good hobby to have, so might as well get them.
I'd kind of want to know what books they are.
Well, it's a job lot and you don't have to pay for them.
Were they free?
Yeah.
Oh, are they? All right.
Yeah.
When Sport Goes Bad, the annual.
That hasn't been agreed yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, have I just given away some kind of exclusive?
No, you haven't. Sorry.
Next.
Airplane travel sick bag. Sick vomit bag with VIP Air logo. £1.99.
Oh, that is disgusting.
What's that? No, it's a VIP one,
I
though.
I don't care.
I'm not being funny, but I thought this was a bit... I put this as an example of a bad classified, because I don't think you should have to pay for something which you can get free on the plane anyway.
True.
I've never known to have to pay for one.
They measure 240 millimetres by 125 millimetres. They have VIP Air logos on them. They may prove useful, or you may simply collect.
Because I would want a sick bag collection.
Nobody collects sick bags, surely.
I bet you someone will text in now going, oh, I do.
Apparently they do, because when I flew on a certain airline once, they had a special Star Wars one, and I came back and said to James King, what's this about? He's like, yeah, they do collect them.
King collects sick bags?
No, James King doesn't collect sick bags, but apparently the designs on them and stuff, you can get loads
of
different
ones.
So
they do, like, limited edition sick bags for promotional purposes?
Right. Has anybody ever actually been sick in a sick bag?
Yes.
Please don't talk about it.
Have you?
I can't say yes or no because I have to touch wood and there isn't any wood near me.
We need to get a Scott Mills sick bag, I think. What do you think?
Yeah.
Right.
They can do it for Star Wars. That'd be really good.
Oh, that's my worst nightmare.
When have you
been puking into me?
Oh my God. Oh.
Did you have your face designed up the bag? Like, oh, that's just wrong.
Sorry, everybody. That was horrible. Okay, well, that's quite good. What makes them different from the The VIP ones and the normal ones.
I don't know.
Right. Maybe they're thicker.
This is what I've always wondered about, being sick in a sick bag. Oh, does it actually hold everything?
I've never it does.
Are they specially lined or something?
It stays in, but then they take them away quite quickly.
Oh, so. Right.
Well, did you feel a bit guilty when you handed it over? Or did you say, like, here you are?
No, I'm paying for the flight.
Did they say thank you when they took it?
No, they just go, I'll take that, thank you. Well, they just say thank you, but yeah.
We were once on a flight in India, and Phil Tufnell sat in somebody else's sick.
Oh,
God.
and the rest of us who were on that plane all supportively laughed at him as he had to stay in that seat for the rest of the journey.
Admittedly, you don't see them being used that often on planes, do you?
No.
Next.
Full-size Doctor Who TARDIS police box. £850.
That's a lot.
I know this is expensive, but...
Full-size?
It's a full-size actual TARDIS, and seeing as I never got my lighthouse slide... Seeing as
can you time travel in it?
Well, it doesn't actually say, but I'm hoping so for the money.
Yeah, you'd want that at least.
Loads of time, work and money went into constructing this full-size Doctor Who TARDIS. Can be used outdoors as a garden shed or kids' playhouse, or can be used indoors for a playhouse or wardrobe, cupboard or other storage. Can also be used for ornamental purposes or for a computer cupboard.
Now, I'm not being funny, but why would I want to keep my laptop in a TARDIS? You just want to travel around and go back in time. You don't just want to use it to store your computer.
No. Yeah, but it's a lot roomier on the inside than it looks, so you could store an awful lot of stuff in there.
So you could probably get a lot in
there. That's actually quite a good idea, yeah.
It's a must for every Doctor Who fan.
This has never been used. It was only built 2 weeks ago. It's painted in Oxford blue gloss and has a clear varnish to make it suitable for outdoor use. Has a working light. Very impressive.
Why would you make one and not use it? That I smell a bit of a rat there. Something's going on. I don't like it.
Do you think it might be malfunctioning?
Something's gone wrong with it, I think. I might pass on that next.
Portable loo, £10.
Oh, that's quite good. Because they're quite expensive, aren't they, generally?
Isn't a portable loo also known as a potty?
Bucket type, with seat.
Or a bucket, exactly.
It's got a seat.
It's a bucket with a seat. That's not a portable loo, it's a bucket with a seat.
A tenner and it's yours. I'll pass on that, thank you very much. But I would be quite interested in the... not the sick bag.
Sick bag.
No,
you're going to make your own range of them. I'll get on to the photos.
Okay, cool, thanks. Any of that you want, let me know. 8 11 99.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.